Mind-changing radio.
You know, maybe this pain is a pain that I'm using to punish myself for something that I did when I was very young, and I don't deserve to be pain-free. Sometimes it's, yeah, I'm getting attention for having this pain. Sometimes it's just a habit.
Is it possible to harness your subconscious mind to better fight chronic pain? Suggestion Healing provides the missing link between allopathic and holistic medicine. Please welcome my guest, Dr. Steve Taubman, to Self Talk Radio Show, brought to you by Pure Energy Apothecary, now offering hand sanitizers and lotions in scented and unscented. Get yours at pureenergybody.com. Welcome to Self Talk Radio Show. I'm Sarah Spencer. If you are in chronic pain, figure out a way to harness your subconscious mind to build immunity against disease. Is that possible? My next guest says yes. Welcome back to the show. One of my favorite guests to have on here, Dr. Steve Taubman on Self Talk Radio Show. Hi, Dr. Steve.
Whoa, so great to be here.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you for a while. I know that you had the book Bulletproof and it's going gangbusters for you. And now you have what's known as Suggestion Healing. I love this. Can you tell me more about this?
Yeah, I've been evolving the applications of hypnosis and mindfulness and NLP, which are the three things that I spend most of my time either teaching or demonstrating from the stage, usually for empowerment, for helping people to break through mental barriers and get more successful. And now that I'm not getting to be on as many stages, I've been sitting down and thinking about where else can this kind of technology be of value? And of course, most people either have at one time in their lives suffered some kind of illness. Many people have chronic illness, or they know somebody who has, and it's a big problem. I mean, certainly in our country, more people die from chronic illness, from degenerative conditions, from heart disease and whatnot, than from infectious disease.
Now, so, what I really like is you're filling the gap between holistic medicine and also allopathic medicine. It's the missing link.
And yes,
it's
exactly.
It's called what? Psycho? Don't ask me to pronounce this word. Psycho neuro.
Keep going. You're almost there.
Psycho neuroimmunology. There we go.
Oh, psychoneuroimmunology, or PNI for short, is a 40-year study, almost 45-year study now, during which thousands of research studies have been conducted, that many of them are really fascinating to talk about, where it's been discovered that if you change the way you think, you can then change the way that the neurohormones are released in your body, and you can also change the way that your autonomic nervous system functions, which we used to think was not possible. And when I went to school, they said the autonomic nervous system, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system are out of your control. Well, that's not at all true. And so through a variety of techniques that, you know, often go back to what I do, mindfulness, hypnosis, learning how to talk to self-talk, right? How to talk to yourself. We can help people to change the image they have of their disease. We could have them activate their own immune systems. We could have them change the way peripheral blood flow occurs. So somebody, let's say, for example, with diabetes, who has peripheral neuropathies or peripheral vascular changes, quite often those sorts of things can be reversed by the person themselves if they know how to use their minds appropriately.
Now, tell me more about the diabetic. What would you suggest for them?
Well, somebody with type 2 diabetes in particular has a disease that's mostly a disease of lifestyle. And certainly they're predisposed to it, but not everybody who has the disposition or the genetics that predispose them to diabetes are going to get it. The people who are going to get it are the ones who are more or less either under chronic stress and or overweight and or abusing their diets. You know, they become addicted to sugar. They become addicted to carbohydrates. And so the constant reintroduction of the stressors into their system creates a vicious cycle. And so the vicious cycle is they're eating inappropriately. That's causing their systems to stress out because they're working harder inside of themselves. That releases cortisol, which minimizes the way that insulin functions. So now they become more insulin resistant. And then that causes them to gain weight, which causes them to have more stress, which causes them to release more cortisol, and it becomes a vicious cycle.
So if I were a diabetic and I came to you, what would be the first thing I could experience in one of these sessions?
Well, the first thing you would experience is deep relaxation, which is probably something you haven't experienced for a long time. The next thing you would probably experience is the ability to activate your powers of imagination, which we're beginning to learn are profoundly powerful in terms of how our bodies work. So you could, for example, envision your hand getting warmer, and you could get, you know, once you know how to use your consciousness in that way, you could make your hand warmer. You could change the physiology of your body through your thoughts. And a great example of that now is Wim Hof, the Iceman.
Yes.
Yeah. So here's a guy who has been teaching people three tools. One of them is deep breathing. Nothing that anybody can't do, right? Deep breathing. Number two, exposure to cold. Again, something that we can gradually learn how to do. And number three, mindset. How you're thinking, what you're focusing on, how you're witnessing versus reacting to the thoughts that arise inside of you. So I tried this out for a 10-day period where I went through Wim Hof's program, and I did the deep breathing exercises, and I would take a 2.5-minute ice cold shower, and I would do the kind of concentration exercises, and it was amazing.
He's the guy that I just want to make sure listeners know who he was. He's the guy that would, I think he climbed Everest or something with just shorts. It was some remarkable feat that he did.
Well, he's done 18 remarkable feats plus, but he's, yes, he climbed Everest in his shorts. He ran a marathon above the Arctic Circle barefoot. He swam under polar ice caps, something like 300 feet, which tripled the world record. And he took 27 other people in varying degrees of health, trained them in his methodology over the course of 4 days, and got them all to climb up Kilimanjaro in their shorts in the winter in 2 days.
So is frostbite a limiting belief?
Yes.
That is really wild. Yeah, now, we've got to be careful here because I don't want people running around. Well, it's July right now, but I don't want people running around saying, you know, it's 20 below zero. Sarah said I could do this. You know, this is specific training for mind training.
Yeah, it's for specific mind training, specific training in acclimating to cold, training through breathing in alkalinizing your blood. So you can't just go out and do it. You will die. You have to know what you're doing, and you have to understand the process, and you have to work up to it. But when you say, is it a limiting belief? Well, yes and no. In other words, yes, of course, people can really get frostbite. People can really die of the cold. However, what most of us don't realize is the power of our subconscious mind to shift our physiology, and in doing so, to make us much less impervious to the stressors around us. And of course, the reason we do that isn't just so we could go around being in cold weather. We're doing it because it's teaching us that once we know how to line ourselves up, body, mind, and spirit, with our relationship with the stressors, that has an implication in terms of all the other stressors that we experience on a day-to-day basis.
We're speaking with Dr. Steve Taubman about suggestion healing. And when we come back, we're going to find out a little more about the power of suggestion with neuro-linguistic programming and your body when we come back on Self-Talk Radio Show. Ready to create your own podcast? Not sure where to begin? Start with WebHelp US. They built Self-Talk Radio Show's site and the site for I Love Old Time Radio Show, now boasting over 100,000 downloads. Why not have them build yours? WebHelpUS.com. Welcome back to Self-Talk Radio Show. My guest, Dr. Steve Taubman, talking about the power of suggestion and hypnosis and neuro-linguistic programming, how you've teamed these up to help people with their different ailments that they have. We talked about a diabetic earlier coming into the program, and of course, a sugar addiction is in there. Do you work with handling an addiction like that, just like any other addiction, with hypnosis and NLP?
Yeah, any addiction is the same. I mean, each addiction is the same except for whatever the chemical substance might be, and that complicates the process. But you could be just as addicted to work or relationships or love or sex as you could be to heroin. And so although the chemical makes it a lot more difficult because you're physiologically dealing with that as well, you still have the capacity to shift your relationship with the cravings, your relationship with aversion, and move through it. So yeah, the hypnosis and NLP are very powerful tools in the reduction of addiction, of bad habits, and of just anything where you're no longer the master of your own mind.
So is this safe to do? I mean, if someone has a serious illness, let's say cancer, let's say that their cells are growing out of control, is this something that they could use safely and in alignment with what they're already doing for medicines for their cancer and treatments?
Right. That's a great question. So the answer is yes. We never say this is going to work and that won't, so stop doing what you're doing. We would always work in conjunction with medicine. We never claim that we are curing your problem. What we're saying is that we're helping to remove interference so that your body can be maximally effective in dealing with it to whatever extent your body is capable of dealing with it. Does that mean we're going to cure, or that you're going to cure yourself of cancer? Maybe, maybe not. Does it mean you're going to cure yourself of psoriasis? Maybe, maybe not. The point is that when you look at the way that most people have been introduced to their medical care, it's been by a doctor who has told them exactly what to expect. You've got 3 months to live. And most people believe their doctors. So that's a form of hypnosis too, the power of suggestion. If you're going to suggest to somebody that they're going to die in 3 months, you have no idea the power of those words and the likelihood that by saying that you're setting into effect a cascade of choices that that person is making, if they choose to believe you, that can have a profound negative effect on your healing. So if you get somebody to say, let's just erase that as an expectation, let's just look at it as you have an opportunity here to embrace your body and your mind and to maximize your ability to deal with whatever you're dealing with, and let's see what your body can do with that.
We feel sometimes that we're separated from ourselves, and we are not. We are completely connected, and I'm delighted that you're doing this kind of work, Dr. Steve.
It's really exciting. I was working with a woman, with a young 15-year-old girl, who has had seizures for quite some time. And the thing that would trigger her seizures would be if she got jolted or if she tripped or somebody bumped into her, anything that kind of like jolted or surprised her. And I did a session with her. And the following week, I got a call from her mom. And apparently the girl's chair collapsed under her. I guess a leg fell off or something, but she smacked down to the ground and she did not have a seizure. And she hasn't had a seizure since. And this is, this is a young girl, and the technique that I used with her was a metaphor. It was a power of suggestion. I had her, she loves horses, so we had her envision a beautiful horse made of golden light and bring that horse to her. And as long as she can bring that horse into her sphere, it will keep her from having a seizure. And lo and behold, it's working.
That's fantastic. Now, you told me a story about, it sounds like someone who is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. You told me about this military man earlier.
I was talking to a woman who has a radio show out in San Diego, and I'll be on her show. And while I was talking to her, she does some therapy and coaching. She has a friend who's involved with a guy who is an ex-special forces dude.
Whoa.
And he's, kind of abusive and kind of like flies off the handle and gets jealous for no reason. And like, just he's a mess. And she was trying to do some work with him. Well, she's not equipped to do any work with a guy like that, but I am, because with the things that I offer, I could totally take somebody like that. Cause I said to her, as soon as she described it to me, I said, he's fighting the wrong enemy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so, it really becomes a matter of understanding, here you are fighting the outer enemy, she's the enemy because she made me jealous. He's the enemy because he tempted her. But it's never me, So when you go into basic training, you learn some vows, some things that you hold true to. You develop conditioning, and then you understand your mission before you go into it. Well, these guys, they have no idea who the enemy is, who the commanding officer is, what the what the rules of engagement are. So they get home and they don't have a commanding officer. So that would be me.
Oh, wow. That's brilliant. I love that.
Thanks.
Yeah, that'll turn it around completely for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So get him going on some kind of a program, like an advanced, basic training mindfulness program, where I've got him, every day, for the first 2 weeks, he's out of communication with everybody, especially his girlfriend. And so it's like being on retreat. And during that time, he's running and he's doing like Wim Hof breathing exercises and he's meditating and he's doing some kind of a chant or a mantra. And he's learning and discovering the difference between his ego and his and you know, kind of his witness. Right. So right. In war, the enemy is out there. But in this work, the PTSD work and the work of conflict resolution in a relationship, it's all an inner game. It's all how is this individual relating to their own inner experience? So when you you know, when you do something and I think that you're being disrespectful to me, I now go into a rage because, you know, because you're the enemy, you're the bad guy, and you just made me feel this way. Whereas with the work that we're doing, we're saying anything that triggers you, anything that happens, like you in the same scenario, you are now the commanding officer, right? You're the one who has set the stage for me to have to enter into battle, but you're not the person I'm entering into battle with. I'm entering into battle with my own inner demons.
Wow. That is such powerful work. Definitely. It's fascinating that you do that. Now, the entire process with suggestion healing, beginning to end, how many sessions does it take and how long does it take?
Well, we're still playing with different, you know, different technologies to see what the maximum, most effective way to go is. But so far with what I've done, all the successes I've had recently have been done in a single session, followed by giving that person the recording of the session and having them listen to it each evening. So we'll spend some time together. We'll usually on a pre-talk. People go to my website, you know, sign up for a free consultation. And during a free consultation, what I'm doing is I'm sort of ferreting out what the problem is and what sorts of, you know, what sorts of challenges or beliefs that person has that are causing them to have that problem. And then I'm giving them some homework and they do a little bit of homework. It's, you know, writing exercises and they send them to me. And then about a week later, we get on a call and we do a hypnosis session. That could be, let's say, a couple hours. It could be up to a couple hours. And then I'll have them get in touch with me a couple days later. And in the interim, they're listening to that same audio every evening.
That's great. Now, do you find that the clients that come to you with a presenting problem, that the problem isn't really the problem when you start the work?
Well, the first person I worked on with type 2 diabetes, who I'm still currently working with, is a gentleman who clearly started out with, you know, he had, again, the genetic predisposition for it, but his problem goes all the way back to childhood. It has to do with his self-esteem. He's got self-loathing. We got down to some of the experiences in his youth that really had an influence on how he felt about himself. And it was just bad parenting and bad upbringing that, you know, caused him to develop these mental habits. And those mental habits are exactly the kind of habits that would lead to addiction, including sugar addiction, that would lead you to feel disempowered. So the kind of work I'm going to do with him is not just about dealing with diabetes, but it's about dealing with how do you feel about yourself.
Mm. And that's really where it all comes back to. You can come in and say it's diabetes. You can come in and say it's cancer. You can come in and say, I'm afraid of spiders. And it, when you start doing the work, you actually see that that's not exactly what the problem is. And that's what's so fascinating about your work.
Yeah, well, even in my work back in the days of chiropractic, was we'd say most symptoms are like an engine light on the dashboard of your car. So the light would, you know, go off, and you know, maybe it would be a red light, or maybe it would be a blue light. I mean, maybe it's diabetes, maybe it's psoriasis, but the light is an indication of something that's happening at a deeper level. And medicine has traditionally dealt with the light, not the problem that caused the light to go off.
Now, you, of course, your work as a chiropractor, there's physical pain. Do you have clients that come to you with physical pain and that you work with them through the suggestion healing process?
Yeah, the work I'm just about to go a little bit deeper into with Stephen Blake, who's in London. He's pretty much the foremost expert in this area. He does a pain protocol that has about a 97% success rate for people with chronic pain. And he says that, you know, chronic pain really needs to be dealt with for a couple of reasons. First of all, most of the time when you've been in pain for a long time, whatever the triggering mechanism was, it's long gone, or it's something that you've already done everything you can to try to solve it. And yet the pain is still there. Your body or your subconscious mind is is kind of in the habit of throwing this pain up in front of you, saying, do something about this. But you've already done that something, whatever it might be. And you don't need that much pain to know that maybe you can't bend a certain way or whatever. There are, you know, it's essentially bargaining with the subconscious mind. It's very, very powerful work. And I watched him do a session with a woman who had had fibromyalgia for 30 years. And in 25 minutes, she was pain-free and has remained ever since.
Wow. Do people hold on to pain sometimes? I know Dr. Dawson Church talks about secondary benefit, where, you know, they could be having cancer, for example, and they, if they get healed, then they lose their, you know, their benefits or whatever.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things like that that happen. Some of them are very obvious like that, and some of them are more subtle. It's, you know, maybe this pain is a pain that I'm using to punish myself for something that I did when I was very young, and I don't deserve to be pain-free. Sometimes it's, yeah, I'm getting attention for having this pain. Sometimes it's just the habit, because we neurologically and neurochemically become addicted to the neurohormones that we're releasing at our synapses. So after a while, if I don't get that burst of pain, it's almost like a junkie not getting his dose of the drug.
Dr. Steve, I love what you're doing so far. How do we have a chance to work with you or schedule a discovery call? What's the next step for us?
So I'd recommend folks go over to suggestionhealing.com. And Suggestion Healing will explain a little bit more about the process and about how it fits into the overall healthcare regime, right? We don't want you to think that you know, we're making any claims of healing. What we're doing is we're activating your system to be as effective as it can be. And we would never recommend that you reject the conventional care you're getting. But if you're getting this kind of care, our kind of care, and it's starting to work, you want to stay in touch with your doctor, because you may have to lower your medications, or you may need to change them, or, you know, who knows, maybe get off them.
Yeah, you work as a team, definitely. Oh, Dr. Steve, this is exciting. I'm really happy that you're going in this direction. This really brings me a lot of joy. So we'll put links up for suggestionhealing.com, of course, in the comments at selftalkradioshow.com. Dr. Steve Taubman, again, pleasure having you on the show.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much, Sarah.
I'm Sarah Spencer for Self Talk Radio Show. If you're a fan of Self Talk Radio Show, head out to our Facebook page, take a picture of yourself listening to the show, and you could win yourself a $25 gift card courtesy of Pure Energy Apothecary or one of our guests or sponsors. Thank you so much for listening to Self Talk Radio Show, Mind Changing Radio, where you can find it on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and of course at selftalkradioshow.com.